Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Hang down the curtain. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Saturday evening, New York sports fans. Yes, my name is Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you for the next, count them, 5 hours, right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. Thanks for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Call me up, be part of the conversation, and live from New York, it's Saturday night. Here's your traffic on the twos. Don't take the George Washington Bridge into New York City. There you go. And it has been exactly 1 week to the minute since you and I have talked, and I've heard people complaining all week long about the division leading, about the American League leading, and the third best record in the league, New York Yankees. What else is new? I am taking no part in this complaining. I mean, it's ridiculous. If the season ended today, the Yankees would skip right to the ALDS and take on the winner of the best of three Royals-Orioles wildcard series. This is exactly where the Yankees want to be. This is exactly the result you drew up in March. The number one loudest complaint and loudest bellyache I've heard all week is about Jason Dominguez, who was, as you and I expected and calculated, actually, based on his number of at-bats, exactly 1 week ago, we knew he was going to be called up at any moment. Dominguez got the call on Monday. So he's been in and out of the lineup over the past, you know, 5 games since his call-up. The call-up for good, by the way. People are losing their minds over that. And guess what? I'm fine with it. I've been fine with it. Do you remember when we talked about calling up Jason Dominguez earlier in the season? Remember that? If you don't, let me refresh your memories here. My feeling was, and it still is, for Jason Dominguez to be in that locker room, for him to settle in at the major league level, to sit in those major league hitters meetings, to study the major league pitchers, to take part in the major league defensive positional meetings, on a day-to-day basis, by the way, to be able to utilize major league biometric technology, to learn how to be a major leaguer, that will make Dominguez better. And what about all of the unstructured time? Being able to, in the air quotes here, because I know it's a long season, but the downtime at meals, on the team bus, on the team charter plane. He has the ability to pick the brains of, in particular, two of the best everyday players, outfielders, same position, by the way, in baseball, in Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And if you really wanted the opposite perspective, which I think if I were a major league hitter, I think I would do this too, he's got the chance to pick the brain of one of the best pitchers in the game, Gerrit Cole. I mean, that to me is immeasurable. And not to mention, what about, you know, working in the cages alongside these guys on a day-to-day, everyday basis? They could, you know, be watching your swing. They could be helping you. You've got major league coaches helping you. The biometric details, all helping you. I have no problem. That will all make Dominguez better. The real problem for him, or really, the people who have a problem with him being in and out of the lineup over the past 5 days, is that Alex Verdugo has been hitting almost 300 since his call-up with a home run, 2 RBI, 4 walks, and a strikeout percentage of only 17%. Verdugo worked a walk to help load the bases before Captain Judge hit what will be an all-time career highlight, grand slam highlight reel bomb. Verdugo worked a walk. He scored on that all-time home run. I mean, did you see Aaron Judge going around the base? He is a guy who rarely, if ever, shows any sort of emotion. He is as even-keeled and as calm in his demeanor as they come. And Aaron Judge was hooting and hollering around the bases, took the curtain call. I mean, good for him. That is going to be a moment against the Red Sox, by the way. The go-ahead grand slam. But back to the point, Verdugo worked a walk to be on base for that. So, in short, Alex Verdugo is playing better as of late. And the Yankees are 4-2 since Dominguez's call-up against a division opponent and a postseason team. And they keep, and the point being, they're winning games. They are winning games. And unfortunately for Jason Dominguez, he's going to have to wait a little bit longer for some clear-cut, long runway playing time. And I'm okay with that because in the meantime, in the background, he's doing a lot of other things to make himself better, or he should be. Now, this is a great situation to be in if you're Aaron Boone, by the way, because he said Friday night, and this didn't make all the sense in the world to me, but the quote was when he was asked about Dominguez and Verdugo, he said, "That gives me two in a row with Verdugo, and yet it keeps me 4 or 5 with Dominguez. It's just waiting or wanting to keep guys active and playing and in rhythm." You know what, man? Whatever works. You don't want either of them to be cold, by the way, come October 1st. And as it is setting up right now, actually October 5th. My only problem would be not about Verdugo, not about Dominguez. My only problem would be if the Yankees try to justify playing Trent Grisham over Verdugo and or Dominguez. Then I've got a problem with it. But for right now, man, no. Stop with the fake manufactured anger. The number two complaint I've heard today, Gerrit Cole sucks. I mean, you should see the memes. You should see, I'm like, are you serious? The boos that rained down on Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium today as he walked off the mound. I mean, I'm sitting on my couch this afternoon, and I'm like, really? Booing Gerrit Cole today? Come on. I mean, a guy who has earned every single penny of that contract so far. Knock on wood. And a guy who has been the most consistent part of this pitching rotation since he signed on that dotted line. A guy who, to tell you the truth, is a major part of the reason why the Yankees are where they are. Today was a bad outing, no doubt about it. But to sit in your seat and boo and complain about a guy who has been nothing but consistently good for this team is amazing to me. I mean, look at the rotation behind him. I mean, it's Gerrit Cole and the question marks. He has had no choice but to be good every single time out there. And most of the time, that's how it happens. Today, it didn't. Lay off the guy. And the number three complaint I've heard all week long since the last time you and I talked was about Aaron Boone's bullpen, starting rotation, finagling. I actually love it. He is with a month to go in the regular season. Less than a month. But this started back on last week, so about a month. He is figuring out which combination is going to work best for the team. Because I hate to break it to you, but they all can't be starters come October 1st on the first day of the wild card series. Or in the Yankees case, again, as it sits right now on October 5th, the first day of the ALDS. They all can't start. So to start figuring out who deserves to start and which starter would best help the team out of the bullpen, that's where he's at. And I love it. Last week, it was Nestor Cortes Jr.'s turn. That was Saturday. I was on the air Saturday. Okay? He didn't like it too much. Too bad. Nestor was fantastic in his relief appearance and performance last Saturday. Next, tomorrow, it's Marcus Stroman's turn. Tomorrow, Sunday, Stroman is going to be available out of the bullpen as Nestor Cortez will make his next start. Rodon's going to start tomorrow's game with Stroman available out of the bullpen. That's changing up which hand the pitcher throws with, the style of pitching. I like it, and I am very interested to see how Stroman does in that role. Unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to get to see it. Did I hear Tommy Lugauer say, I didn't realize the Mets played at 1 o'clock too. The Yankees play at 1:35, the Mets play at 1:35, and both the Jets and Giants play at 1 o'clock. Well, you know what? And we'll talk about the football too. But maybe, just maybe, by the time Rodon's out of the game, the Jets and Giants games will be over too. How terrible was that, by the way? But I'm very interested to see how Marcus Stroman pitches in relief. I mean, we talked about it last week and the week before even. He's got minimal experience as a relief pitcher through his career, throughout his career. But this might be the move that's going to best help the team. Because, let's be honest, Marcus Stroman's second half ERA as a starter, 5.40. Not good. He gave up 29 runs, 26 of which were earned, in 43 and a third innings of work. Not good. Marcus Stroman, since the All-Star game, has just a 15.9% strikeout rate. Not good. Not what you want, not who you want to throw out there to start a postseason game against the best of the best hitters, if you ask me. So apparently he took the news well, according to Aaron Boone, who said, this is a quote here, Stro has been so good for us and so good in the room. He's all about the team in there and all about the guys in there. Basically, his message to me is, whatever you need and I'll be ready to go. I just think he wants to be part of a winner. End quote from Aaron Boone. Well, you know what? Again, I hope Marcus Stroman excels in that role. And to be honest, I'd try Carlos Rodon out there too. But I don't think the Yankees are going to do that. And I'd argue that by doing this starting pitching, relief pitching, finagling, Aaron Boone is getting the most and the best out of his pitchers. He's putting a healthy level of pressure on each of these guys to try to prove to him and to the brain trust that is the Yankees analytics department, of course, this healthy pressure on these guys to try to prove that they belong in the postseason rotation, I think is only getting the best out of them. Because, for example, Cortez, who is angling for a rotation spot, in his last start, he pitched 5 innings of 1-run ball against Boston. So to the complainers about this, I'd say some good old-fashioned in-house competition never hurt nobody. Anybody. So no team is without flaws. There isn't a single team that doesn't have a flaw. Not one. And all of a sudden, within this past week, It seems to me, at least, that the Yankees have an excess of players able to help them out in a meaningful way in the outfield and in the bullpen, which is the weakest part of this team, in my opinion, by way of the starting pitching rotation. Because, again, not all of them can start come the postseason. And I just don't understand. I can't wrap my mind around the fact that there has been so much complaining, so much belly aching around here. I actually haven't felt more confident in this group of Yankees. I can't remember the last time. The Yankees are in a good position. They're right where they want to, you know, they got them right where they have them, however that expression goes. I'm not too concerned, and I'm also not complaining about the Jason Dominguez slash Alex Verdugo thing, I'm not going to complain again unless it's Trent Grisham in there instead of one of the two of them. I'm not complaining about Gerrit Cole and the stinker he put out there today. And I'm not going to complain about all this bullpen calisthenics that Aaron Boone has been employing over the past week and change. I actually like it. So, again, if the season ended today, the Yankees would be opening up the postseason on October 5th against either the Orioles or the Royals. And then I'm going to rip a page out of Aaron Rodgers' book. Relax. It's going to be all right.